Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hi, welcome to the Jumpstart Call for Discover Life Church. We are so happy that you have joined us this morning. My name is Bonita, and I'm part of the Worship and Arts Ministry here at Discover Life Church, and I am tickled that you are with us this morning. And just in case nobody's told you yet, I love you so much, but Jesus loves you best, so I just want you to hear that. Let's get started with just a quick word of prayer, and then we're just going to jump into a quick little chat together, and we will let you get on with your day, okay? Father, we thank you so much for this amazing day of worship and praise to you, and we give you all the glory and all the honor, and we just ask that you would just be with us in this time of chatting and worship together. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Well, I'm so excited, like I said, that you're with us today. And I want to share just a couple of thoughts with you about anxiety. I know a lot of us struggle with that. I know I am a person that struggles with anxiety at times. So I want to talk to us about that. I want to start with Philippians, the fourth chapter, and starting at the fourth verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. And this is from the NIV version, by the way, New International Version, Philippians 4, starting at the fourth verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I love these verses. It's been one of my life verses since I was in college. And because I've always had a struggle with anxiety, these verses right here have helped me through some difficult times. What I love about what Paul did is before he even got into talking about being anxious, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. And just in case you didn't hear me, I'm going to say it again. Rejoice. I think that is so cool because he is letting us know that whatever we do, it is important for us to rejoice in the Lord. I thought it was really cool that I looked up one definition of rejoice, and it says to cause joy to. Isn't that fun? Like if we just went through this whole day today with the intent to cause joy in the Lord to somebody. So if you walk into work today and you like, this is my intent, I'm going to cause joy to somebody. I'm going to cause joy in the Lord to somebody. How cool would that be? First of all, what it's going to do, because Paul tells us in verse 5, let your gentleness be evident to all. So when we cause joy intentionally to people, it calms us down. It makes us more gentle. And then the people around us are going to know that the Lord is near. We don't have to go around taking the Bible, hitting people over the head with it and smacking them upside the side with it. We don't have to do all that. If we just simply walk into a room, into the grocery store, into school, wherever we are, with the intent to cause joy to, people are going to know that the Lord is near. And I think that is so awesome because sometimes I'm telling you the truth, y'all. I'm going to be very, very transparent. There are some days when I walk in work and I'm not for sure if my main intent is to cause joy in the Lord to anybody up in that office. I'm just being honest. So, but if I did every day, how impactful would that be? If you did that every day, how impactful would that be? And then he goes on to say, don't be anxious about anything, because once we're intentional about causing joy, once we're intentional about calming down because of the joy that we're causing, then we don't have to be anxious about anything. We can lay that down. We can say, God, I know that you've got it. I'm spending all my time giving you praise. I'm spending all my time giving you worship, so I don't have to worry about anything. There's nothing for me to be anxious about. And then we can just say, Lord, you've got it, and I'm going to rest in your peace. That's what those verses are all about. It's just about giving God the praise and the worship that he deserves, giving him, being confident in who God is in our lives. And then we can pick up the peace of God, and it goes past what our logic says. Because you know what anxiety is, right? It's just a reaction to a perceived thought. In other words, it's not even real. We are reacting to things that we have thought about might happen, and then a lot of us actually have physiological responses to something that hasn't even happened. Isn't that crazy? Now, I'm not trying to make light of it. I know that a lot of us have real, real struggles with anxiety, and it takes work. It takes work to be able to back up that thought and say, God, I know that you've got me. I am going to rejoice in you. That's why he goes on in the next few verses to talk about, to think about the things that are true and noble and right and pure and lovely and admirable. That's why he goes on to talk about that, because he understands that once we can change our thought pattern to the truth of the word of God, anxiety will go away. Faith will go up. We can drop the anxious thoughts. We can drop the worry, and we can pick up the peace of God if we think on the right things, if we walk through the day with the intent to cause joy in the Lord to other people around us. So I just want to encourage us today. That's all I wanted to do, is to encourage us to walk through this day, just this day, with the intent to cause joy in the Lord to those that are around us. It's going to make us gentle. It's going to calm us down. People will feel the presence of the Lord around us, and our anxiety will begin to dissipate because we're thinking on the things that God would have us do. We're thinking on the fact that God loves us. We're thinking on the things that says, God, you have my back. We're thinking on the fact that, God, you are my healer. We're thinking on the things that says, God, you are my Jehovah Jireh. You are my provider. We're thinking on the things that says, God, whatever battle is out there, you have already won it for me. Those are the things that we're thinking on, and it causes us to rejoice. It causes us to cause joy in other people's lives. And then we're calmer, we're gentler, and we walk in peace. So I encourage you today, try to think on the things that bring you joy. And those are going to be the things that are in God's word. And I'm not trying to make light of anxiety. I know that, there have been times when I have had anxiety attacks, and it has been so debilitating, I could not get out of bed. So I'm not making light of that. And I know that our folks, our counselors at DLC, like Shawnette and Denisha, understand. They have clients that deal with this on a daily basis. So I'm not making light of that at all. I just am trying to encourage us to cause joy to other people so that we can drop the anxiety and pick up the peace of God. You know, because I'm, you know, on the worship team, I'm always thinking, what song goes with this, right? And there's a song that came to my mind. I believe you're my healer. Y'all remember that? I believe you are all I need. That song speaks to me because whatever is ailing me in my thoughts, God is the healer of that. God is everything that you need. So be encouraged with that today. Know that God is everything that you need, and he can heal those anxious parts of your spirit. He can heal those anxious thoughts, and he can replace that with the noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable characteristics of him. Okay? Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you because you are all that we need. We thank you, God, that we can rest in the fact that we don't have to walk through this day anxious. We can rest in the fact that you are everything that we need. And God, I pray for each and every person on this call and each and every person that they're going to touch today. Lord, reduce the anxiety, reduce the angst, increase your peace in their life, God. We cancel the assignment of depression. We cancel the assignment of anxiety that the enemy has tried to put on your people, God. And I claim the peace of God over the minds of everybody on this call and everybody that they will influence today, God. I pray that your supernatural peace, God, will infiltrate their minds, infiltrate their spirits, God. You can do it. We believe you can do it. We rest in the fact that you've done it already, God. We thank you for your healing of the mind, God. We thank you for your healing of the mind, God. Let your peace cover. Let your peace reign in the earth on today, God. And help us, God, to cause joy in you with intent to everyone that we touch on today. Thank you, God, for our leaders. Thank you for Pastor Crystal and Pastor Roy and all the elders, God, and all those that serve at DLC, God. Bring peace. Lord, even when the anxious thoughts come up about where are we going to be, God, what's going to happen, bring peace to their minds, God. We know that you've got us, and we thank you for holding us in your loving hands, God. We love you, we thank you, and we rejoice in you always. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, thank you again. Again, my name is Bonita. I'm part of the worship and arts team at DLC, and I am so happy and honored that I was able to be your facilitator on today. I want to remind you about a couple of things that are going on at DLC. We do have the I Discover class that's coming up on September 19th. At 12:30. It is a virtual class. If you are interested in just knowing more about Discover Life Church, or if you've already decided this is the place that I want to call home, then you can register online at discoverlifega.org. Click on At a Glance and Events. Also, the Bible study is going on, the 14-week study on the Gospel of John. That's on Wednesday nights at 7. And do not forget to join us online at 10:30 on Sunday morning. And on the 19th is another in-person service at the beautiful Thrasher Park in downtown Norcross. All this stuff is on our website, discoverlifega.org. So check it out. Have an amazing day. Have an amazing rest of the week. And we will see you online Sunday morning. God bless you. I love you. Bye-bye.